Hello and welcome to Cyprus Beat, your daily news briefing brought to you by the Cyprus Mail News Team. I'm Tom Cleaver with the island's headlines. First up, three boats carrying a total of 285 irregular migrants have arrived in Cyprus since Tuesday night. Their arrivals bring the total number of undocumented migrants to have made landfall in Cyprus to 761 since Sunday, aboard 14 different boats. Two of the boats, carrying 263 people in total, were spotted on Tuesday night by the authorities, who proceeded with a rescue operation bringing passengers to the safety of the Larnaca port. The third, carrying 22 people, was spotted off Cape Greco on Wednesday. The incident sparked further of the so-called crisis mode over migration, with President Nikos Christodoulidis requesting the personal intervention of the EU Commission head. Meanwhile, the three ships which had carried humanitarian aid from Cyprus to Gaza but then were forced to turn back as Israel bombed aid workers' vehicles arrived back in Cyprus on Wednesday evening. The Jennifer, the Open Arms and the Leader Dynamic, alongside the floating platform the Ares, all entered Cypriot territorial waters shortly before 6 p.m. A total of 240 tons of the 332 which were sent from Cyprus on Saturday have returned with the ships. A total of seven aid workers were killed on Monday night when Israel carried out an airstrike on three vehicles belonging to the charity World Central Kitchen, which had been distributing aid sent from Cyprus. Earlier on Wednesday, President Nikos Christodoulidis had said the construction of the temporary port in Gaza is at an advanced stage and that aid to Gaza will be increased. Elsewhere, MPs reiterated concerns about the influx of cash into the economy, echoing sentiments akin to show me the money amidst ongoing fears of money laundering. Deputy Police Chief Dimitris Dimitriou reported a significant surge in activity since August 2023, with substantial sums entering Cyprus. Currently, there are four cases totaling €10 million pending before the court. Data shared with deputies revealed that out of the €101.6 million declared, €90 million lack prosecutions before the court. Permanent Secretary at the Finance Minister, George Bandelli, said that from January 1, 2021 to March 2024, airport customs officers recorded 1,077 cash declarations amounting to €119 million. Of these, €105 million came from 825 declarations made between January 2023 and March 2024. Among these, 336 declarations totaling €101.6 million, or 96%, are under investigation by the police and the Anti-Money Laundering Unit. And finally, the Nicosia Municipality, in collaboration with an action group promoting the role of Animal Military Corps, is set to host a ceremony to honour the role of Cypriot mules in the Allied forces during the First World War. The ceremony, which will take place on Thursday morning near the Farm Augusta Gate in Nicosia, will commemorate the contributions of the Cypriot muleteers from 1916 to April 1920 in Thessaloniki and in Istanbul. The Macedonian Mule Corps was a foundation of the British Salonika Army consisting primarily of Cypriot muleteers and their mules. It provided crucial logistical support during its service to the Allied war effort on the Macedonian front and the Southern Russia intervention. Around 12,000 Cypriots served in the Corps, 3,000 of whom received British war medals.
That's all for today. For the latest, visit cyprus-mail.com.